Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
Don't let anyone deceive you in any way, for that day will not come until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness is revealed. The man doomed to destruction. He will oppose and will exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worshipped, so that he sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God. Now, you know, it's hard to read something like this without thinking about the popular doctrines out there about this Antichrist is going to make a covenant with the Jews. We're all going to be gone. And then he's going to set up shop in the temple of God. I mean, there's going to be a temple built in Jerusalem, and he's going to go in there and say, I'm God. That's not what this is talking about. And I don't know, one way or the other, God, we're going to have to stay tuned with all of this as to how this unfolds. I have heard it said that this isn't an individual or not, or at all. It's just a general condition. Or I think there's evidence that there probably will be an individual, but he wouldn't be able to do what he's doing unless the condition existed in everybody else. So what difference does it make? This is a condition that's going to take hold of the world of lost men. That's what it boils down to. Okay? Now, whether there is a single man who does this and takes this place, I don't know. I do know, and I've said plenty of times, that there are people who have laid out their plans to establish a global society, bring everybody under their control, and life wouldn't look at all like it looks now. I mean, these are explicit plans that people, powerful people in our world have. What's the Lord going to allow, and when he's going to allow it, I don't know, but it's unfolding. You can see the inspiration behind it. Okay? So anyway, this is coming. Now, what's this business about the temple? Well, I'll remind you of something that was said even in the Old Testament days when they did have a literal temple. God does not dwell in temples made with hands. When he talks about the temple of God, God created mankind to be his temple. His purpose was to live in us. He is spirit, to live within us, to empower us, to have a united existence that preserves all of our uniqueness, everything he created us to be, but yet we're in total harmony with him. Didn't Paul talk about what God is doing when he broke down the middle wall partition? We talked about this last week. About the people of God, Jew and Gentile, that distinction is gone. God is building us together for what? A habitation, a place to live. We're growing up to be a holy temple unto the Lord. That's what God's looking for. But here is somebody who asserts the dream of Satan to take God's place and to inhabit the human race. That's what's going on. He sets himself up as though, I'm God. You're going to have to worship me. Okay? So that's what he's talking about. But he says there is a rebellion. It's something that was in the future. This was something definite that was going to happen. Okay? You think that's happened? I do. All right? Don't you remember, verse 5, that when I was with you, I used to tell you these things. And now you know what is holding him back, so that he may be revealed at the proper time. For the secret power of lawlessness is already at work, but the one who now holds it back will continue to do so until he is taken out of the way. What's that about? Do you see something that Satan's dream didn't die with the cross? He has continued to work, but God has restrained him. Remember what Jesus said to his disciples before he ascended. All power, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. go there for? Do you think that if Satan were that had this kind of control over lost mankind, that the gospel could have gone out? He hasn't had the power to prevent it. He has certainly tried every way. But his dream is not just to, well, it's not just to hinder God. It's to drive him out. It's to be God himself. He wanted to be like the Most High and rule over everyone. God has not allowed him. He gave his son all authority in heaven and earth. God has not allowed him to be able to unite humanity under his authority. You've seen it throughout history. An empire will arise, and all of a sudden somebody else will come in and overthrow it. God has just caused every would-be emperor to fall. The devil has not been allowed to unite humanity. You know, it might be something to talk about one of these days. We'll get back to it again. But this passage in Revelation 20 talks about that very thing. It pictures 1,000 years when Satan is bound. And people picture this as a future golden age. He was bound at the cross. There was a restraint. There was a victory that was won. There was a restraint put upon Satan. And you want to know what the restraint was about? It wasn't about removing all evil from the scene. This had everything to do with what happened when he was released. What happened when he was released? He went out to all the nations, gathering them together for a battle. Everybody just sort of sitting there. Satan has had this dream of absolutely uniting humanity. He has not been able to do it. He has been prevented for 2,000 of our years, almost 2,000 of our years from doing this. I believe not only from Scripture, from what I see, from the witness of others, but particularly the things that the Lord showed us so many years ago. We're in the middle of this. Satan has been released and allowed to go out and try to work it all together. All the things that we see unfolding in the world are part of that. Things will not always be as they are. We could wish that. Oh my God, we just live in this special place. But I believe with all my heart, God wants us to be ready to serve Him regardless of what it costs. How many of you would like to live in North Korea today or China? When it literally cost you your life in many places. Places in Africa right now. Why don't you go there and preach and say, no, Christians are going to be released. There's no great tribulation for us. They're in it now. It's real. That's what it costs to serve Jesus. You want to know what it costs to serve Him? You look in the New Testament. I mean, if Satan was bound then, restrained from his ultimate goal of ruling over all of humanity, uniting humanity and driving the influence of God out of the world, he was certainly restrained from that. But he look at all the stuff he did. Look at what was going on in the Thessalonian believers. There were people being persecuted. There were people being killed. What do you think the world's going to look like when you get to a place like this? When Satan, when the shackles are taken off and Satan, God says, all right, it's time. You know, God, in all of his plan, thank God he's overall. Satan can't do anything the Lord doesn't allow. And Satan can't do anything that isn't worked into God's purpose. It must be frustrating to be the devil, to realize that everything I do just works out for him. I can't win. He thought he was going to win at the cross, didn't he? Remember what Jesus said when he was being arrested? And he talked about, anyway, the idea was, I'm not fighting this. This is your hour when darkness reigns. God literally took his hands off and said, devil, do your thing. And what the devil did wound up engineering his own defeat and our salvation. Praise God. There's no way the devil can win for anybody that puts their trust in God. It doesn't matter what the course of earthly life is about. We know how it ends, and we know that there's a God who will work everything out according to his purpose. It will always accomplish that. But here we are. And here is what the devil is being allowed to do. And there was a restraint in place. There was a reign that was set up. We were literally raised from God, raised from the dead by the grace of God, right? But it didn't stop there. He seated us where? In heavenly places in Christ Jesus. See, we're the ones in the high ground right now. The high ground doesn't mean preserving this. The high ground means trusting God and standing fast for Him and looking to Him. That's the high ground, because I'll tell you, if your eyes are ever open, you're ever born of His Spirit, and you see the kingdom of God on the inside, you know that it's real. And it doesn't matter what happens on the outside. There's something here that will hold us and keep us strong. Praise God. That's what Paul is talking about. Of course, right now he's talking about what's coming, okay? So how's that going to work out? All right? It says, so all of this is coming, this secret power, the power that was really there then, but it was restrained. God's going to take the restraint off and say, all right, go for it. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will overthrow with the breath of His mouth and destroy by the splendor of His coming. You're right back to this coming and splendor and power and glory. Isn't that what this whole passage is about? This isn't about something that happens after we're raptured out of here. This is the climax. Christians, in other words, are going to live through this. We're going to need the Lord. And we got Him. Praise God. He's faithful. All right? So anyway, where was I? Then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will overthrow with the breath of His mouth and destroy by the splendor of His coming. Now, let's talk about this bad guy. If it's a guy, a single person, or just the condition, I don't know. The coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with how Satan works. So that's the inspiration behind it. He will use all sorts of displays of power through signs and wonders that serve the lie. Folks, we need a spirit of discernment, don't we? Wouldn't that be a good thing to be praying, God, fill us with a discernment so that we know the difference? Because God can do supernatural things. Absolutely He can and will. But so can the devil. And we just need Him. There's going to be, well, Jesus said, there's going to be signs and wonders that'll come that are designed, if it were possible, to deceive even the elect. If it were possible. See, God's going to be with His people if we look to Him. But He wants us to know these things. He doesn't want us just to blunder through history and not have some sense of what's going on and why. We need to understand our world. Do you know why things are happening the way they are in the world? Do you know why people have such crazy ideas? Where are they getting this from? There is an inspiration behind it.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.